So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9. Chapter is entitled Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy, text number 39. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I am very much pleased by your description of me in terms of my transcendental qualities, which appear mundane to the mundaners. I grant you all benediction in your desire to glorify all the planets by your activities. Please repeat. I am very much pleased,
by your description of me
in terms of my transcendental qualities, which appear mundane
to the mundaners.
I grant you all benediction
in your desire
to glorify all the planets
by your activities.
Purport. A pure devotee of the Lord, like Brahma or those in his line of disciplic succession, always desired that the Lord be known all over the universe by each and every one of the living entities. The desire of the devotee is always blessed by the Lord. The impersonalist sometimes prays for the mercy of the personality of Godhead Narayan as the embodiment of material goodness. But such prayers do not satisfy the Lord because he is not thereby glorified in terms of his actual transcendental qualities. The pure devotees of the Lord are always most dear to him, although he is always kind and merciful to all living entities. Here the word gunamayam is significant because it indicates the Lord's possessing transcendental qualities. Mukam krati vachalam pangul langai tigrin yatkripatam mamande sri gurudantarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya. So Lord is talking to Brahma, and in this verse Lord is expressing that he is very pleased with Brahma. Why is he very pleased? Because in the prayers Brahma is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead in terms of his transcendental qualities. That is very, very important. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam evang javeti tattata tekta deham punar janma naiti mamiti sarjana. Krishna is telling Bhagavad Gita, those who know my transcendental appearance and activities, after leaving this body, he will come back to me. So that is the potency of realizing or understanding the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His appearance, his activities, his qualities, all are transcendental, which has nothing to do with this material world. But the Lord is telling to Brahma that this can be understood by the pure devotees. But these qualities of Krishna appear mundane to the mundaners. So we can see according to our capacity. Rather, jajathamam prapadante tang sathaiva bhajamaham. So according to the level of our surrender, Krishna is revealed to us. As pure devotee, they are all surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, Krishna reveals everything to them. So Brahma was sincerely praying to Krishna, and by his sincere prayer, Krishna has revealed himself completely. So transcendental activities and transcendental appearance of Krishna have to be realized. That is very, very important. That's why Krishna comes again and again into this material world, to give this opportunity to the conditioned soul to understand this. But especially when Krishna appears, his appearance looks very mundane. So he has taken birth from the womb of the mother. So he is playing like an ordinary child. So it's very difficult to understand the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada gives the example that in a prison, the prisoners also enter, and sometimes the minister also enter into the prison. Entering into the prison looks same. When the prisoners are entering and the minister, they are also entering. External point of view, it looks the same. In the same way, a conditioned soul takes birth in this world and the Lord takes birth in this world looks same from external point of view. But there is a difference, a prisoner entering into the prison and a minister is entering into the prison. What is the difference? There are two differences. First is, the minister is entering into the prison by his sweet will. And second, when he enters into the prison, the law of the prison does not apply to him. But a prisoner, whether he wants or doesn't want, he enters into the prison. Rather, he is forced to enter. He is not entering by his sweet will. So will is there or not there, he has to enter. And he is bound by the laws of the prison. That is very, very important. So in the same way, the living entity does not take birth by his sweet will. He is forced to take birth in a certain situation. And he is governed by the three modes of material nature. Triguna Vishaya Veda. Every living entity is controlled by three modes. But the Lord, he also takes birth in this world. But he takes birth by his own sweet will. And he decides also who will be his parents, where he will appear, how long he will stay in this world. Everything is predecided. And when he appears, he is not governed by the three modes. Means, he is not controlled by the modes of material nature. Rather, three modes of material nature are working according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the difference between Krishna's appearance and the birth of the living entities. So, that has to be understood properly. And Krishna also shows, when Krishna appeared in the prison of Kamsa, he does not appear like an ordinary child. It is explained in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna appeared into the heart or mind of Vasudeva first. And from the mind of Vasudeva, Krishna is transferred to the mind of Devaki. So Krishna does not have to take the ordinary process of taking birth. So he appeared in the heart of Vasudeva because the heart of Vasudeva was fit to accommodate Krishna. Prabhupada explains in the purport that Vasudeva means free from three modes. Shuddha Sattva, transcendental to the three modes of material nature. So because Vasudeva was the embodiment of transcendental mode and Krishna is also transcendental, so therefore Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev. And from the heart of Vasudev, or from the mind of the Vasudev, Krishna was transferred to the mind of Devaki. And Prabhupada said that is the process of initiation. So Devaki represents disciple and Vasudev represents the spiritual master. Why Krishna was transferred from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki? Because Vasudev was very pleased with the service of Devaki and Krishna was also very pleased with the service of Devaki. And because of that, Krishna felt obliged to transfer himself from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki. In the same way, Krishna resides in the heart of the pure devotee. So when a disciple is very sincere and serving the spiritual master, when spiritual master is very pleased, so Krishna is also naturally very pleased. So in that way Krishna is also transferred from the heart of the spiritual master to the heart of the disciple. So that appearance of Krishna is still going on. So that shows the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance. And it's not that Krishna is appearing. Krishna is always there. But due to our limited understanding or limited vision, Krishna is sometimes appearing and sometimes disappearing. Example is given of the sun. Sun is always there in the horizon, in the sky. But it is appearing sometime in Australia, sometimes it is appearing in India, sometimes it is appearing in America, UK, different parts of the world. So it doesn't mean when I cannot see the sun in Australia, sun is not there. Sun is visible in some other place. But why I cannot see that sun? Because of my limited capacity to see. And Krishna in the same way is always there. So sometimes he is visible to the living entities of this planet. Sometimes he is visible to the living entities of other planet. But he is always there. That is called transcendental nature. So when the sun at noon time doesn't mean the sun is 12 hours old. Right? Sun is not affected by the time. Rather, sun controls the time. Sometimes we always say, oh, Krishna was there on this planet for 125 years, just to make us understand. But Krishna is not governed by the time of this material world. The way the time is not, time cannot control the sun, in the same way, the time cannot control the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is very, very difficult for a child to understand the sun is rising in the eastern horizon and setting in the western horizon. For a child, it is very difficult to understand this. But those who know the science of astronomy, for them it is very, very easy to understand what's happening. In the same way, Krishna is appearing, disappearing. For those who do not understand the transcendental science of Krishna's appearance and disappearance, is very, very bewildering. But those who know the science of Krishna consciousness, those who know the science of the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and activity, for them it is nothing unusual. They can easily understand the transcendental appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how we can understand this? Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Traiguna Visaya Veda Nistraiguna Bhavarjuna. Krishna tells Arjuna that Vedas deal with the three modes of material nature. But in order to understand me, you have to become transcendental to the three modes. So because Krishna is transcendental, so therefore to understand him, we have to also become transcendental. Otherwise, Krishna's appearance also will look mundane to me because we are having mundane eyes, mundane understanding. So therefore, to understand Krishna's appearance and activities, we have to be transcendental. And how to become transcendental? That is also explained. That ato Sri Krishna namadi navaved grahyam indriyai sevanamukhe jivadau svayamabhas purathata. That Krishna's name, form, pastimes, that cannot be perceived by our material senses. But sevanamukhe jivadau, if we engage our senses, beginning with our tongue, why the sense organ tongue is mentioned? Because all other senses, they do only one activity. But the tongue performs two very important activities. Tongue talks and tongue also tastes. So when we engage these two activities in the service of the Lord, then all other senses are naturally controlled. Rupa Goswami also is telling Jiva Vegam. We have to control the tongue. So how we can control the tongue? By engaging the tongue in the service of the Lord. And how we can control the tongue in the service? Prabhupada said process is very simple. We have the tendency to eat, so we eat Krishna Prasad. And we have the tendency to talk. So Prabhupada said, don't talk nonsense, talk about Krishna. But we have so many things to talk in this world. Sukadeva Goswami, in second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, first chapter, is explaining the how the common people of this world spend their time. Satabhayadini rajanram ninam santi sahasrasa apasratam atmatattam grihesu griha medinam. So the mundane people have thousands and millions of topics to discuss, but which has nothing to do with self-realization. Nothing to do. Satabhayadini rajan niram santi sahasrasa, thousands. Thousands of topics they have to discuss. Every day, how many newspapers? So many newspapers. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is to say that this earthly planet very insignificant in terms of the whole creation, and for that there are so many newspapers. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He stays in the spiritual world, which is compared 3/4 of the whole creation, and for him we don't have much information. Right? We think what will learn, what will speak, 24 hours, how to spend time. That's why Srila Prabhupada has spent his days and nights to compile Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Prabhupada is telling, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you can see Krishna. So that is very, very powerful statement. So I was thinking, why Prabhupada took so much trouble to translate Srimad Bhagavatam? So I was hearing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Prabhupada that you should go to the West and preach Krishna consciousness in English speaking language. So why he took so long time? He got this instruction in 1922, but he went to America in 1965. why he had to take so long time. But I heard Srila Prabhupada was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. And when the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam was ready, then Srila Prabhupada was also ready to go to the West. So that is the potency. Because he knew that to give Krishna consciousness, you need to have Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is the description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore we can understand Krishna from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then activities of Krishna are also transcendental. Janma, then karma. But according to our understanding, normal understanding, is very, very difficult to understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's activity. But if you analyze the activities of Krishna, this is also transcendental. At the age of 7 days, Krishna killed Putana. So Putana was a witch. And her size of the body, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, was 1 yojana, means 8 miles. Very difficult to understand for all of us. 8 miles long. And how Krishna killed him? Killed her? So Putana came to give breast milk and poison was there. So Krishna took the milk, Krishna took the poison, and Krishna also took the life air together. Full package. And Putana was dead. So how it is possible? By that we can understand the activities. He is only 7 days old. Sometimes people try to become God. So they search, in India, people go for searching out God, and in due course of time they become God. In Kali Yuga, to find God is difficult, but to become God is very easy. And Prabhupada said, in Kali Yuga, in every street of India, there are gods. So those who do not believe in God, they have less problem nowadays. Those who believe in God, it's very difficult to understand who is God. So generally, those who are in the West, they go to India to find God. But they don't know. To find God in India is also nowadays very difficult because people are very confused. Who is God? So one person, I think from Germany, went to India to search for God. Who is God? So he went to different temples in India. So after spending many days, months, so he was in the airport coming back to Germany again. So one reporter approached, so you have come to India. So what's your realization now? Who is God? He said, Krishna is God. So really, you went to ISKCON. So people think ISKCON means Krishna is God. So ISKCON has made Krishna God. So then he said, no, it's not like that. So why you accepted Krishna as God? He said, I went to different temples and I saw different forms of God. Someone having 2 hands, someone is having 4 hands, 2 legs, 3 legs, 2 eyes, 3 eyes. So different forms. And I saw all of them were carrying different weapons. I thought they are also very busy managing their life. I am also busy managing my life. So what's the difference between me and them? So I did. It was not so impressive for me. But when I went to the temple of Krishna, I saw this God has nothing to do. He has flute in his hand and he is dancing with his girlfriend. So I thought he must be God. So people has no concept how someone can be God. Different concept they develop. But Parashar Muni has described who can be God. Aishwarya Jastra Samagrasya Virjastra Jastra Hasriya Jnana Vairagya Chaiva Sangnang Bhagitingana. A person who is the possessor of all wealth, power, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation, he is God. But nowadays people don't have any concept about God. So if someone does something mystic, he becomes God. Once someone came to Prabhupada, someone is very wonderful has come. What he is doing? He is telling that he is walking on the water and crossing the river. Very powerful. So Prabhupada said, why he is wasting his time, whole life, to take that power to cross the river? You can pay 50 paisa and take a boat and cross the river. So it's a big deal about it. But people think these people are God. So these are the mystic things, mystical thing. A living entity can achieve that easily. So by that you cannot think that he is God. So when Krishna was 7 days, 7 months, I think not seven months, he was 7 years. So he lifted Govardhan Hill. So Govardhan is also very huge in size. And the size of Krishna was very insignificant. And he never practiced weightlifting. Generally, in this world, weightlifting needs a lot of practice. But we never see Krishna is practicing to do the weightlifting. And he did it very easily, not that he was trying very heavily, could not lift. And that was shown that he used his small finger of the left hand, most insignificant part of his body. And he lifted that Govardhan Hill for 7 days and seven nights. So these are called transcendental activities. Very difficult for any living entity to do. That's why he is God. But who can understand that? Who can understand? Those who are pure devotees of the Lord. So janma karma chame divyam evam javati tattata takta deham punarjanma noiti mamiti sovarjana. That is the potency of the appearance of Krishna. If you can understand the appearance of Krishna, then you don't have to appear in this world. Your appearance in this world will stop. That is the potency of the transcendental nature of the appearance and activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when those devotees offer prayers, they can offer prayer properly. We also offer prayers, but our prayers is not so attractive to Krishna. Saranga saranagati hoyeche jahar tahar prarthana shune Sri Nanda Kumar. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he sings, those who have developed full surrender, exhibiting 6 symptoms of surrender, when that devotee prays, then Krishna hears that prayer. It's not that whatever we pray, Krishna will hear. So in this chapter, Krishna is very pleased with Brahma because Brahma was praying from his heart, from his pure heart. And because his heart was pure, that's why his prayer were full of transcendental qualities. And Krishna is mentioning that. So I am very pleased with you because in your prayers you could recognize the transcendental qualities of mine. So when our heart becomes transcendental, then our prayers also will become transcendental and that will reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that way, we get strongly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why prayer is also one of the 9 limbs of pure devotional service. Archanam Bandhanam. So Bandhanam, praying regularly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very, very important for a practicing devotee. And we don't have to create our prayers. The pure devotees, they have prayed in different scriptures. And that is recorded. Mahaprabhu also prayed Sikkhastakam prayers. Brahma's prayers. Then Lord Shiva's prayers. gopis' prayers. All the prayers are recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So if we can meditate on those prayers and we can understand their prayers, then when we pray, following in their footsteps, one day by their mercy, we can also appreciate the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by which Krishna can be pleased, and that will be the success of our spiritual life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Any question or comment? If you have any. Okay. Six symptoms. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling Daina Atmani Vedan Gaptripte Varan Avasarakhya Krishna Vishasa Palan Bhakti Anakul Matra Kardyara Sikar Bhakti Pratikulva Bharjanangikar. Meaning, first is Daina, means humility. Atmani Vedam, self surrender. Gaptripte Varan, Krishna is the maintainer. Krishna is the protector. Things which are favorable for advancing in Krishna consciousness should be accepted. Things which are unfavorable for Krishna consciousness should be rejected. These are the six symptoms of surrender. Okay? Any other question? You? So, you can understand the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when you become transcendental. Unless you become transcendental, it is very difficult to understand the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, when you become transcendental, so you are out of this material world. Simple understanding. So, how you can do that? That's why you have to do sadhana bhakti. Hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hearing and chanting of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then slowly, slowly we can purify our heart, and slowly, slowly our understanding of the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes matured. Sadhana bhakti te kahai roti rudai, roti gara haile prem nam kahai. So sadhana bhakti has to be very, very strong. So when we do sadhana bhakti very nicely, then one day our heart will be pure. So when heart will be pure, it will be very easy to understand the transcendental nature. Then we also become transcendental. But at the sadhaka level, although we are not transcendental, but we follow in the footsteps of the transcendental devotees, and by following in their footsteps, we become purified. This is a process. So when we come to the perfected level, so that time, we can also understand or appreciate the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you are liberated. Okay, that's why Krishna appears again and again. He thought without the transcendental literature, going to the West preaching will be very ineffective. He said, what is the basis of our preaching? When we talk about Krishna, when we talk about Krishna's transcendental activity, what is the basis? So Srimad Bhagavatam is the praman. Srimad Bhagavatam is the conclusive truth about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada felt the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. So till he could finish the at least first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he was not willing to go to the West. So as soon as it was ready, he said, now I am ready to go to the West to preach Krishna consciousness. That shows the potency of the literature Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? He raised them first. Okay, you could. That's what Shastra says. Unless you have prema, how you can enter into the spiritual world? The spiritual world is the world of Krishna prema. Right? You have any other understanding? Guarantee means what? Even if you don't become pure, you can go back to the spiritual world. He said, if you follow four regulative principles, chances to down sincerely, then you can be, you become purified. Right? So unless you become purified, how you can go back home back to God? Kote jan mahari name nai premadhan, Chaitanya Chaitamrita explains, you can chant millions of lifetimes, you may not get love of God. But Prabhupada's instruction is very valuable. If you sincerely follow Prabhupada's instructions, then by the mercy of Prabhupada, you can get love of God. Okay? So desire of the pure devotee and the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is same. A pure devotee has no separate desire. So desire of Krishna and desire of the pure devotee is the same. That's why they are always one. That oneness is very, very important. That not monism. That oneness is that the desire of Krishna and the desire of his devotees is always the same. Okay? It's like Mahaprabhu's desire. Prithivite achujata nagara adigram sarvatra pacharido hai vimornam. He said, in every town and village, my holy name will be spread. So as a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pure devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always have the same desire. So Prabhupada has the same desire, that in every town and village, the holy name will be spread. That's why he became successful. Because Krishna empowers him to make that happen. But when we have our own separate desire, that also will be fulfilled. Because Krishna fulfills everyone's desire. But in that, Krishna will not be revealed in our life. And he will be caught up in the cycle of birth and death in this material world. So when we have the desire of Krishna, that will liberate us. But when we have our own desire, that will make us bound in this material world. That is the difference. We cannot have life without desires. Some people become desireless. You cannot be without desire. Desire has to be there. So when our desire matches with Krishna's desire, that is liberating. But when our desire is separate from the desire of Krishna, that is binding. Okay. So we'll end here. Vrantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samavita Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bhava.